Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we try to understand what the Bible has to say to us today. Yesterday, we read a story from the Bible where Jesus and his followers were in a boat that got into some trouble on the Sea of Galilee. A great storm arose. The disciples were terrified, even those among them who were fishermen. And they were obviously afraid for their lives. And Jesus slept through it all. And they ended up waking him up. And here's what they said. "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" Now, unbelievably, Jesus doesn't get grumpy with his followers for waking him up out of his deep sleep, which he clearly needed if he was sleeping through this storm. No, it seems like he gets grumpy, or at least a little bit sarcastic about their faith. That they had so little faith, they felt the need to wake him up at all. They felt the need to call out to him, "Save us, we are perishing." He's apparently surprised that they would have so little faith that they could actually think they would perish on a boat with Jesus. If they'd realized the kind of man that was on the boat with them, they needn't have worried. I'm a bit of a nervous flyer, and on a recent flight, I remember there was a lot of turbulence, or at least what felt like a lot of turbulence to me. Maybe I'm kind of like those Israelites I told you who weren't really fond of the sea, and thought any storm was going to kill them. But I was on this flight, and there was a lot of turbulence, and I remember when I got nervous, I would just look up a few rows. About five rows ahead of me, there was a pilot sitting there in uniform, on his way somewhere else. He wasn't the pilot for our flight, but he was sitting there, happy as can be, reading his magazine, having a snack, looking totally relaxed. So when I was getting nervous about all this turbulence, I could just look up ahead and see this gray-haired, experienced pilot who didn't seem worried at all. It's exactly what I needed to see. And if he did start to grip onto his armrest with white knuckles and start sweat beads and ran up to the front to ask what was wrong and if he could help, then I'd be worried. But so far, he seemed to be okay, and so I figured I must be okay too. I think Jesus was hoping for a similar reaction from his followers, that they'd have spent enough time with him by now that they would have an inkling of who he was and what kind of power he possessed. But apparently that isn't the case. They haven't quite figured out who he is yet, so they wake him up, he rebukes them for their lack of faith, and then he just kind of stands up, and I can almost picture him rubbing his eyes and maybe with a bit of bedhead. And he just kind of lazily gets up, yells at the storm to cut it out, and that's it. The wind and the waves just stop. This man just gets to tell nature what to do. It stops a raging storm simply because he says so. Jesus has just calmed a storm. Unless this is just the biggest coincidence ever, and the storm just happened to stop abruptly the moment he said it should, it seems like Jesus can control complex meteorological systems that humans today still don't have that kind of control over. Even with all our advanced technology, we can tweak weather a little bit here and there, but certainly nobody can command it like Jesus did. No wonder his disciples end up looking at each other, marveling, in some ways afraid, saying, "What kind of man is this that he can have such power to control the waves and the wind? The things that terrify us don't seem to terrify him. In fact, he seems to control them." So your question for today is, what do you think this incident says about Jesus? What should they have known about him? What might they have been learning about him that he was surprised they hadn't quite figured out yet from this particular incident? We'll have a great discussion. Hope you'll share it with some people in your life, and I'll see you tomorrow.